Hey guys, it's Skip LaCour. Hey, thank you so much for joining me during this week's More Than Just Muscles podcast. I'm so passionate about helping you take your life to another level, to expand past this identity of bodybuilding and training and add to it. Keep that body, keep that lifestyle, but just get all those other things in life that you really want. During this podcast, I talk about the power of your environment, the people you hang around most. You know, it doesn't matter how much we say we're more powerful than the people around us. You look around and the people we spend the majority of our time with, even if it's in social media, on the internet, that's where our thoughts tend to go. There's a saying that says, we are no better, we are no worse, we are the average of the five people we hang around most. So as we try to expand upon our life, add to the quality of our life, we really need to think about the people that we spend the majority of our time with. During this More Than Just Muscles podcast, I talk about this challenge. I talk about the challenges that I've gone through trying to break through to add to the quality of my life, and I want to offer you some solutions. So thank you so much. Enjoy the podcast, and also thank you so much for supporting me in so many different ways through Skip LaCour Coaching. Those of you who have already decided to make that commitment and get one-on-one coaching to speed up this process with me, check that out at SkipLaCourCoaching.com if you haven't. And for those of you who are thinking about it, I know a lot of you are thinking about it, ready to send me that email to get started on this process. Do it now. Skip@SkipLaCour.com. Let's get this process going right away. And thank you for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding and sports nutrition supplement line. All right, guys, enjoy this week's More Than Just Muscles podcast.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. If you're dedicating your time, energy, and focus into building an awesome body, but the sacrifices that you're making just aren't producing all of the same great feelings they once did, then this podcast is for you. Or if the bodybuilding and training success that you've worked so hard to earn isn't providing all of the happiness you thought it would when you started on your journey, and you even think it might be getting in the way of your overall happiness in life, this podcast will offer you insight and perspective. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is specifically designed to help dedicated bodybuilding and fitness enthusiasts who find themselves asking, is this all there is, from time to time? No matter how great they physically look and feel, or how many people respect and admire what they've been able to accomplish with their bodies. Skip LaCour is a six-time national drug-free bodybuilding champion who has been a leader in the bodybuilding and fitness world for over 25 years. He is a success coach, speaker, and business owner. Skip helps ambitious men understand and execute effective leadership and influence skills so that they reach their goals in life with more clarity and confidence. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is jam-packed with simple and effective strategies and distinctions that will help you break out of your current way of thinking and take action so you can finally create a better overall quality of life. It will get you on the path toward more happiness and fulfillment and a new empowering identity that's significantly more meaningful than just having a great body.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this More Than Just Muscles podcast. I am Skip LaCour. So happy to be with you here today and every week for this More Than Just Muscles podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to what I have to say. I am here. I am really passionate. Not only am I part of your group, of your tribe, we're brought together because of our mutual passion for bodybuilding, training, the lifestyle, the discipline. Pushing ourselves, pushing our minds, pushing our bodies, developing our physique, being the artist, whatever it is that when it comes to our body, we've taken the time to learn about it, to put ourselves through it, to grow, expand, right? Our tremendous passion for bodybuilding and fitness, that's us. That's what's drawn us together, right? Our mutual passion. You know, they say that you are no better, you're no worse. You are the average of the five people you spend the majority of your time with. And there's another saying that says, birds of a feather flock together. Well, I'm proud to be in the same group as you. I'm proud that you're along with me. I'm proud to be with you, that we have come together because we're like-minded people. And one of those reasons why we are the same is because of our passion for bodybuilding and fitness. And I want to really make that clear. I really want to make that clear that this More Than Just Muscles podcast is not about pushing away your passion for bodybuilding and fitness and just becoming, quote unquote, a regular person. I don't want you to do that. I don't want to do that. I spend a lot of time and energy knowing the importance of the bodybuilding and training lifestyle, becoming really good at it. I mean, it's my place for therapy, for relief. It's a one place in the world that I feel comfortable with, that I know more than most, that I can help other people because I know more than most. This is part of my identity. I'm just not going to throw it away. If I were to throw away something that I spent so much time doing and I was so good at, and I just completely threw it away, well, where am I going to feel good, right? Where? What am I going to do? Just jump into something else? I've got 25 years into this. I'm going to start from the bottom and suck at something, right? And I'm supposed to be happy with myself. I just want to make that clear. I am not advocating you just throw away the bodybuilding and training lifestyle like it's caused you so many problems. Just get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it, right? I just want to make that clear. You know, throughout my many years in bodybuilding and training, I have seen websites come up and, you know, people who are really negative about the bodybuilding and training lifestyle, because look, just like with any lifestyle, I mean, let's face it, if we were just a group of actors, our mutual passion and interest was acting, right? It could be anything, music or whatever. There are drawbacks. There's a downside to any way you go in life. And regardless of what group we're in, if we wanted to focus on the downsides, I mean, we can create a website and support groups, and all we could do is just bash the lifestyle that we spend so much time with. Focus on the drawbacks. Focus on the downside. And I've seen websites like that come up. Certainly a lot of those people on message boards within our community who bash the downside, they really focus on that. That's not what this is all about. What this is all about is when, you know, you've had this run, you've gotten a lot out of it, and now you're focused more on the downsides, where you want to expand upon your life. You want to not give up the bodybuilding training lifestyle so much. It's just you want other things, right? And now it's going to take a different way of thinking. You're going to have to reprioritize your thoughts and certainly your actions. Just reformulate it in a way so you get more of those other things in life. Many times, it's just a different way of thinking. Now, somebody once asked me the question, you know, with this mindset, with my family and my dedication to business and helping others, and, you know, this quality of life that I have developed, that I've earned this. I mean, it's taken me a long time to figure out this puzzle in my personal life. I hope it's a lot easier for you to figure out that level of happiness and fulfillment and what I call living up to your full potential, stepping into your big shoes. Because I don't know about you, but for me and many of the men who I work with through one-on-one coaching around the world, our biggest challenge is we know we have so much talent. We have so many gifts to offer this world, but gosh darn it, getting all of our talents and our resources and the people who want to help us and all the different resources, somehow assembling them all and putting that puzzle together, getting that right combination, that right formula, so boom, we step up to our full power. That's been my biggest challenge, right? And it's taken a lot of time. I've spent invested a lot of time in personal development. I've spent a lot of time with one-on-one coaching with experts and mentors. I've done a lot of things well, obviously, but I've done a lot of things poorly that I have just sucked to get to this place. It's taken me a long time. That's why I want to share some strategies. I want you to get to this place where I'm at and where I'm going. Look, I'm not sitting on some mountaintop going, I've arrived. Everything is perfect. You know, I do feel positive and in control that I can create my destiny. It took me a long time to get here. And so you know, if you're like me, you've spent a lot of time with bodybuilding training. Now, how do you reformulate and reallocate your energy, reprioritize things so you can get more of life? That's what this podcast is all about, not to just bash the downsides that come with the bodybuilding and training lifestyle. And it's always important that I bring that up. You know, it's usually, I've noticed this in the bodybuilding training lifestyle, it's the mentality is like black or white. Everything's right or wrong. So you either have a podcast that is just pro bodybuilding. Yeah, go for it. Screw everybody else. You got to go for your dreams. No excuses, whatever. This is the greatest thing in the world, right? No regrets. You know, if I got to be alone for the rest of my life, if I've got to be broke while I'm doing it, who cares? There's things that are more important. You got to just be responsible to you and make yourself happy, not other people. So screw other people. You know, there's more important things to money. So if you're broke, but you're living your dream, man, that's all there is. It's like, it's either in, it's either black, it's either a scale from 1 out of 10, it's an 11 out of 10. Or the other side of that mentality is, or you don't participate. It sucks. It's terrible. It's horrible. Just quit bodybuilding and training altogether, or just whatever, you know, black or white. And a lot of times a big challenge in the bodybuilding training lifestyle is it's either one or the other. They can't differentiate any balance, any gray, right? And also even the thought of balance to some people in our bodybuilding and training lifestyle, it's softening that heat, that passion. It's compromise. They see balance as compromise, that there's no room when you really love something for any type of balance. And so that's why I spend a lot of time at the beginning of every podcast. If you haven't noticed, this morning in More Than Just Muscles podcast, I spend a lot of time kind of clarifying what this is all about, because I don't want you to give up what you love to do, especially if you don't have you don't know how to get to another place anyway, right? I don't want you to give up. Hey, I love this, but I'm just going to deny myself of it, and I'm going to go into a life of uncertainty. I don't know what to do. I have no steps. I have no coaching. I have no mentor. I don't even know what it is I want, but I know that this is costing me, so it sucks. So I'm going to leave that for nothing, right? I'm going to leave my bodybuilding training lifestyle and the structure and the happiness and the fulfillment and the adventure of the journey of the game. I'm just going to leave that for nothing. Okay. No, it's not that at all, you know? And so it's how do you build upon that? During this podcast, I really want to talk about, you know, part of this, you know, a lot of this whole game, it's within our own head, right? You know, when it comes to bodybuilding and training, part of the attraction for many people is that it's you against you. You don't have to depend on other people to build that body that you want. It's just you and the weights. You push yourself or you don't. You step up or you don't. You either eat those meals or you don't. You get the knowledge or you don't. And they love that type of self-reliance. Only you can let yourself down. They don't have to depend on other people. That is the majority of it. There's no doubt about that. But when you have this passion, we hang around people who are like us, and we fuel off other people's passion. We're either finding other people for information or inspiration. There's somebody's style or approach or personality within our world that we want to model, and that makes us want it even more. A lot of times, too, with the people, we say, that guy sucks, or she sucks. I don't like her attitude. She doesn't deserve that, right? There's a whole negative aspect to it, too. But those influences are playing a part. When you think that it's just you versus you, if you're not on social media and you don't have any Instagram or any Facebook with any fitness people discussing their views on fitness, their views on life and fitness, they don't have any exercises, little videos up, and then it truly is you versus you. I'm going to assume if you're listening to this podcast and you found me, that there's probably more references, more people with their ideas of fitness that are in your world, even though when it comes down to building that body, actually doing it, right, it is you versus you. But if you think about it, you are influenced by other people. And like I said, birds of a feather flock together, and we are the average of the five people that we hang around most. Well, we're hanging around people because of the internet, the tremendous right on your phone that you're flipping through all the time, right? We do have other people in our environment, even with this bodybuilding and training journey, right? We're going to expand upon that whole concept of other people too. So we're going to talk about that, break it down. I'll tell you about some of the challenges that I've gone through and I didn't even realize. So maybe I'll tip you off if you might have the same challenge too. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. So, you have your bodybuilding and training efforts going in the right direction. That's awesome. Are you now ready to take your entire life to the next level too? Sure, it takes a lot of focus and discipline to build a great body, but that's not going to automatically translate into an incredible overall life too, unless you have a clear-cut vision for exactly what you want for your life and an effective plan that you really believe in to make it happen. Maybe you've already realized this. Your body has improved dramatically. People compliment you all the time, but you still feel that there's something missing. What's your plan to become more than just a great body and create an amazing, balanced, overall quality of life that you can be proud of and confidently work toward? One-on-one peak performance coaching specialist Skip LaCour will help you channel all that your hard work, discipline, and abilities to become more than just muscles and help you build a life filled with confidence, passion, and purpose. You can have it all. Confidence in every social situation, wealth, opportunity, freedom, love, and connection, along with your impressive physical body and amazing health. When you know the strategies to put it all together and execute them on a continual basis, go to SkipLaCourCoaching.com and see the different one-on-one life coaching plans Skip LaCour has to help you. Set up a free coaching session to see if this exclusive next-level one-on-one coaching program is right for you by sending Skip an email at Skip@SkipLaCourCoaching.com.
We are back with this More Than Just Muscles podcast. The power of your environment, the people you hang around, can really help you fuel your fire. And in some ways, without us even realizing it, it could keep us in the same patterns, even the patterns that we want to expand upon, improve upon, right? Especially in this case, if you're listening to this More Than Just Muscles podcast, you want to keep that identity as bodybuilding and training your physique, what you love to do, and improve those other areas of life that maybe until you started listening to this More Than Just Muscles podcast, I mean, maybe you were feeling the pain, the disadvantage of kind of always pushing those way, you know, going back to what you feel comfortable with, and that's that structure of the bodybuilding and training lifestyle, and the new goal, the new challenge, that new game of every workout and getting your meals on time. It's been distracting you from some things that you know you really knew you needed to put more attention on. It's just that you had something to distract you, and you know, a week became a month became 6 months. Before you know it, it's a few years later, and you haven't addressed those areas of your life that you have every intention to. You have every intention to. It's just that, you know, we're kind of numb to the sense of urgency because we've got something so excited going on with our bodybuilding training. So maybe listening to this podcast, you're putting, you know, he's right. I never had anybody really talk about this. Maybe the people who I spend the majority of my time with, they're so crazy passionate about bodybuilding training. I see all the neat pictures. Look at those abs. Look at those selfies. Look at that exercise. I want to try out that. We get consumed, you know, because of this environment, social media. And I'm not talking about a real life person in the gym. You know, many of us, when it comes to bodybuilding training, we're lucky if we have one mentor, one person that we actually see in person in the gym that fuels our fire. Maybe we have some people who we say, hey, what's up to in the gym? But, you know, in this world, it is really you against you many times. Many of us don't even have training partners, right? But that social media, the world's become a lot smaller place, right? We're being influenced by who is on our Twitter feed, you know, our Facebook feed, our Instagram, right? So that is part of this environment, the quote that I talked about, the average of five people, whatever, I'm sure that was invented in, I don't know, the 2000s, the late 90s or whatever, because it is a universal truth. It's been true probably since the beginning of time, but it's a whole different world now with the internet, right? Even more than we want to admit, man, we're addicted to our phones and we're looking down. That's chock full of people who share our same interests, right? Like, right? Well, let me tell you about, you know, my journey a little bit more when it comes to this is that now I'm in a little bit different situation is, although I spend the majority of my time with my one-on-one coaching, and it's life coaching. Now, the men who come to me, they're probably a lot like you if you're listening to this podcast. Love fitness, spend a lot of time. Their identity is tied up into fitness. Many of them have followed my work for a long time. My journey, not just my work, not the articles. They saw and observed and a lot of times really admire the lifestyle that I lived when I won the bodybuilding contest, wrote all those articles, saw that whole journey and what it's evolved to now with how I've expanded upon my life, not just personally, but professionally, right? And so I spend the majority of my time helping ambitious men get clear and get focused and on their real big overall goals in life. I don't really actually do a lot of coaching on bodybuilding and training and fitness. Now, that's usually a part of their lifestyle. They pretty much have it down. I keep them accountable. But we're working on the big overall goals in their life. It was just our mutual passion for fitness that really brought us together. But we spend, you know, 95%, if not more, of our time working on their life goals. I call myself a life coach, a success coach. Again, so I'm not a bodybuilding coach that, you know, the internet is filled with bodybuilding coaches who help you with your training and nutrition. They create those programs for you. They get you prepared for a contest. That's not what I spend, you know, my time doing. But when I wanted to make that transition didn't just happen for me. I should just tell you, I am 12 years removed from competing. And I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you now, many times we're our toughest critic, and I realize that. But I feel as though just over the last couple of years, again, I'm 12 years removed from competing. And I mean, 15 straight years of that's really competing. And one thing about competing, you have to understand that was different about my situation is in a lot of ways, I was a big fish in a small pond who had a lot of opportunity to expand. I was the niche of bodybuilding. I had the niche within the niche of natural bodybuilders, right? So all the effort that I put through the contest that I entered and if I was able to win or have a good showing or sometimes just taking good pictures, and then the articles that I wrote, I had a lot of room to grow and expand my identity. And it hit a time when the internet was starting too, right? So I became totally obsessed with the process. So it wasn't just competing for me. I was all in. It was everything, right? So that type of intensity and focus, and you know, I say that because intensity, focus, dedication, all in, I mean, those are just words. Everybody thinks that they're all in, right? Everybody thinks they're totally dedicated. Well, I'm dedicated. How much more could he? I'm able to do this, this, and this. Hey, look, usually, I guess, if you're listening to this podcast right now, I think you get my whole point. You would have rejected this at the beginning of this podcast, this whole concept, or you would have looked at the title and gone away already. Balance in life, it's so subjective. You know, you don't want very many things in life, right? You don't want, I don't know, it's even when I spit out things, no, I don't want that, no, I don't want it. You know, everybody has this idea of what the perfect life is for them. The challenge is many people don't really think about it. They're not in a situation to be inspired to really think about it. they take what they can get, right? So when they're setting their goals for in life, they're not very ambitious, and then they hit those goals. You know, there's that saying that says the real tragedy is not setting ambitious goals and missing them. The tragedy is by setting goals that aren't ambitious, that don't have a lot of meaning, and hitting them. And I think a lot of us do that without knowing it. It's like, hey, well, what can I achieve? What's practical? Okay, this is what I want. And then you work really hard and you achieve all that. And that's what you consider balance. And one thing I'll always say, hey, if you're truly happy, you're truly happy now and it's sustainable in the future, I am so happy for you. I'm not here to have you want things that you just don't want. It's just that what happens, and this was my case, is that after a while, you wake up and you kind of go, you know, this is good, but I really want more. And I realize I got in this tunnel world and I got what I wanted, but I really want it more. Now, what I went for didn't give me all that. Now I really want more. Now, how do I go about it? It's like I woke up wanting more. Then I said, I always wanted more. I just didn't know how to get it. If people could be more conscious of that right from the beginning, because again, you can achieve balance in life. You can be listening to this podcast. What's his problem? You know, I compete. I win contests. I may not have his physique or as many contests or have as many, Facebook followers. But, you know, he wasn't that much more dedicated than me. You know, I don't know. You would have to step into my world and compare and contrast because I don't know, but I know that's a common thing. But that's not really the point. The point is when you say, well, my life is balanced just fine, right? What's he talking about? What's all this more than just muscles thing? You can't balance. It's not that hard. Well, I don't know. It depends on what it is you want. The more things you want, the more ambitious your goals are, the more variety. You know, there's a lot of things to want in this world, right? If you have won a lot of things, then it's a lot tougher to create that balance. So it's so relative. And again, if you've been listening to this podcast, you've been following my whole grind here, right? Then you know what I'm talking about, right? So look, if I want four things in my life and I'm convinced that they'll make me happy forever, it's going to be a lot easier to achieve balance in life than someone who wants 18 things. And let me just tell you, there's 542 plus things to want in this world that maybe if you were to taste them, you would want some of those too. And that might be more than your four or five things or even your 10 or 20 things, right? It's just sometimes we're not even exposed to it. So it really, you know, really depends on a person's situation. But anyway, getting back, you know, to my situation, I knew I wanted to expand. Okay, I felt the downside. I felt the up, right? I felt all the benefits. Did not know how to go about it. And one challenge with me, which may be different than some people who are listening to this podcast, maybe you, is that my career was still tied into fitness. So I couldn't abandon it totally if I even wanted to. I definitely have to expand upon if I was going to have that quality of life that I want. I could not abandon. I guess I could have. I got to just cold turkey. And what I did after I stopped competing, I was just kind of burnt out, to tell you the truth, the whole thing. I had given it my all. I kind of hit, as far as competing, a kind of a peak for me where I did kind of the same what was my biggest contest and my perspective that was the highest that I wanted to go. And I was just doing it year after year after year, right? And so I was kind of burnt out. Looking for more, didn't know how to go for more. And then I started hanging around a whole new group of people. I went on the seminar speaking tour. I was able to get the friendship and the mentorship of a motivational speaker, Marshall Silver, took me around the country, flew me around in his private jet. He mentored me, coached me how to do more of what I'm doing now, right? I'm just blending it into our mutual passion for fitness. This whole lifestyle. And, you know, I was in seminar rooms with 1,200 people, traveling all around the country. They had no idea what bodybuilding is or, you know, what the different organizations, natural versus not natural. I mean, they don't know anything about it. They just fit or not. Oh, wow, you're a six-time national champion. Wow, that sounds impressive. But they didn't know about the details. They have put, like, zero energy in this extreme level bodybuilding training. I mean, if anything, just a little bit of fitness, right? But they wanted the same things that we all want, happiness in life. They just had different routes. And, you know, I said, all right, this is good. This is refreshing. But I'll tell you, I just felt so kind of, I felt like a baby starting all over again. And I was a mature man. I was an accomplished man. It was a very uncomfortable feeling of like having to start all over again. Like I wasn't good at something. Now, they gave me a lot of respect. They just said, they looked at my appearance. They heard about what I is. I guess I carried myself halfway decent. But I just, like, what do I have to offer this whole environment and these people, right? I mean, what am I going to do? Talk about bodybuilding? They don't care about that. But that's where I spent the majority of my time and energy and focus, right? So, you know, that whole new environment of people, it was really kind of a tough adjustment, you know, finding the commonality. I mean, I feel more comfortable talking to you guys, right? So it was tough. And, you know, what I notice is when I was at home on my computer or whatever, I mean, I spent the majority of the time back where I used to be. And not just, you know, my customers or the people with bodybuilding training asked me those questions, which was my job. You know, I also, that's what I did for entertainment. I was going to the same message board website. Hey, what's the scoop? What's the gossip going on in bodybuilding? Ooh, look at that physique. Who's this up and coming? Hey, who won that last contest? I mean, I spent the majority of the time in the same world. You know, and I didn't even realize all that, right? And I was going, why is this transition taking so long? Right? I'm a smart guy. Why is it taking so long? Really, this was kind of going on without me knowing it because I get so much enjoyment out of our stuff, right? And that's where I spent the majority of our time. And again, the transition was taking a lot longer than I realized, or I realized it would have. It surprised me, actually. And then I kind of caught myself, you know, doing that. And so I remember I created a separate, like, Facebook account. And I wanted it to be different because, you know, I have a fan page, and that's at facebook.com/SkipLaCour page. And if you go there, that's, you know, primarily our bodybuilding tribe. But now what I want to do is incorporate people who love bodybuilding. That's our mutual interest and our passion. And you want to expand, like, this whole more than just muscles thing. So, you know, I talk a lot more about bodybuilding, training, about putting your life together, creating there. So check that out. That's my public figure page, right? And that's at facebook.com/SkipLaCour page. And so I create, and then my personal account, which, you know, when I first set it up way back when with a Facebook page, I mean, everybody in the whole bodybuilding fitness business, those are my 5,000 friends, what they have the limit, right? Very few of those, I would say, probably, well, I don't even talk to 100 different people in the course of a week, right? Regular people, non-bodybuilding people. So I would say probably less than 100 of those 5,000 are people outside of the bodybuilding fitness world that are quote-unquote friends. So my feed was just filled with everybody talks about fitness and here's this new exercise and there's a million squat videos, right? And everybody's saying, hey, what's your excuse if you're not in shape? And so pro, over the top, crazy passion about bodybuilding training. To this day, it's that way, right? And I'm wondering if you're going through the same challenge as me and you're understanding that, yeah, your mind wants to maybe expand upon it, but what's really going on, this power environment, right? It isn't you, just you versus you with this whole social media thing, right? Well, then what I did is I created a separate page and I said, okay, now I'm going to keep this clear of my bodybuilding and fitness tribe. And I started liking pages like, you know, where my mind and my life wanted to go, like homes and cars and trips, you know, just something that was a dream that was written down on, I don't know, on a piece of paper somewhere on my dream life, right? But not that I was visiting all the time, like fitness, and the people with fitness. And you know what the challenge was? You would think, wow, that sounds exciting. That's a good idea. But I just wasn't really as excited to go to that page, right? I spent so much time being excited about all this stuff. And at the same time, I knew I had to expand upon it, right? So that may be a strategy, but I don't think it didn't work that well. It was good in theory, but it didn't work that well with me. So hopefully, you know, in these first, you know, part of this podcast, maybe I've helped you identify a challenge that may be going on, maybe working against you when you're trying to build and expand upon your life that you weren't quite aware of before. And by me sharing my experience, it's helping you, hey, well, that's me too. And I'll tell you, when you just can understand what you're facing, it makes it a whole lot easier to address. It's when you have a challenge and you refuse to look at it or you just don't notice it. I mean, that's when it does the damage. I mean, you have time, you have your thoughts to find solutions, even if it's just marinating in the background when you become aware of the challenge. So hopefully that's what we've done at the very least at this point in the podcast. What I want to do is take a quick break, and when I come back, let's talk about some solutions, how to break through, and I'll share some things that were helpful to me. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is brought to you by Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, the highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplements and sports nutrition products on the market. Supreme. Clean. Mass Machine Nutrition. Check out the entire line at www.massmachinenutrition.com. Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition is also available at the world's number one online supplement store, bodybuilding.com.
We are back with this More Than Just Muscles podcast. We're talking about the power of your environment. Is it working for you? Is it working against you? Do you even know? Do you even notice? I shared with you at the beginning of this podcast, I didn't even really realize how this tremendous force of the environment of people around you, how it was affecting me, had such an impact with me, and I didn't even realize. I thought I had things in control. It's just that, things aren't moving as quickly in the direction that I want them to go, and why is that, right? So we're talking about, you know, how do I expand upon that? How do I expand upon the power of an environment? You know, I just talked to a really great guy and an amazing bodybuilder, and I say great guy first because that's, and if you think he's got a great physique, and I'm talking about Jeff Willett, IFBB professional bodybuilder, natural bodybuilder, Jeff Willett. And I say, look at his physique. You'd see that amazing physique. I put great guy even before his physique. That's how great of a guy he is. And everybody who knows Jeff knows that about him. I like to say that I am proud to be the one who discovered him, right? No, actually, he started as a bodybuilder since 16 years old. You talk about somebody who's totally committed and passionate. I mean, look, I started when I was 27, so I was in, you know, the working world. I was other people. I had regular life with regular people and regular challenges. Before I went headlong in to this bodybuilding training, he was a teen champion. He's been doing it since he was 16. So, you know, he even kind of robbed himself of that regular life, and was headlong in. But so he was training for a long time, probably just as long as me. I was just older when I saw him at his first Team Universe appearance, and I just, wow, that guy's got an amazing, amazing physique. And then when I met him, he was such an amazing guy. And then even more than that, I mean, he reached out to me to get one-on-one coaching at that time. And at that time, it was for bodybuilding coaching. And just his determination, his attitude, being a great guy. I went to the owner of the supplement company who sponsored me at the time, and I said, you want to get this guy. You want to get this guy. And it started So that relationship that it created with that company, I mean, he's been trying to think now. I mean, it's gone on now for like 18 years. And I'm proud to say that I created that opportunity for that arrangement. Of course, he did all the work and they have the relationship. But that's I'm happy I could help him in his journey, right? And you guys, if you don't know Jeff Willett, you can go to jeffwillett.com. Jeff, J-E-F-F, Willett is W-I-L-L-E-T.com. But I'm not talking about, you know, when I'm bringing up Jeff right now, I'm talking about him in the context of, you know, this podcast, is that, you know, here we were at that time when we retired 12 years ago, where we were both at the zenith. As a matter of fact, he beat me for the overall title our last year competing, and he became an IFBB pro. Boom, he was done with bodybuilding. I had already got my IFBB pro status. I just kept on doing the same show over. I had no intentions of competing with the big boys. I mean, not at all. But I didn't know what to do next, so I continued with bodybuilding. But that was my last year too. So boom, we're both done. We left at a high point, right? A popular point. And we've stayed in contact this entire time. And I'll tell you something, the majority of, I think by saying that the majority of the conversations that we've had since we've retired have been not about bodybuilding, I think saying that the majority of them have not been bodybuilding is an understatement. I would say probably 99.97% is about this theme that I'm talking about, becoming more than just muscles. Okay, how do we take all this and we build upon it? What's next? You know, and it's been so great talking to him, talking about that power environment, is that, oh, you're going through that? You're going through, oh, you feel that way too? Oh my God, you feel that way too. Now, that felt great, but it wasn't like things just magically improved. I mean, we're still talking about it to this day. As a matter of fact, I said, hey, have you been listening to More Than Just Muscles podcast? I want you to listen to me. I tell you what I think, because I love to share the experiences that you've gone through with the audience, the people who are drawn to this, who are interested. And, you know, and again, see, I'm at a point in my life where I understand the value that I can bring to you. And it isn't just me being a, and I'm doing a most muscular here. You guys don't see it, but I'm going, you know, as a matter of fact, I have got a 8-month-old son, Jace, and I always, I don't know, I'm playing around with that. I could do that most muscular, you know, little caricature of a bodybuilder. And I did that the other day, and I just scared him. He doesn't cry that much, but he just started wailing, crying. So he doesn't like my most muscular. Need some work, Dad, right? Anyway, yeah, so getting back to Jeff, we spend the majority of our time, you know, sorting this all out, you know, how we're going to expand upon it. I mean, to this day, right? We put it all into bodybuilding and training. And again, you know, I know that when I say that, people go, what's he talking about, all in? You know, I remember when I was talking to the owner of this big message board, and I was talking about the expense of bodybuilding and this and that. And he said, wait a second, what are you talking about, expense? You're a drug-free bodybuilder. Well, that's, again, you would have to know, live in our shoes to understand that not only when you're all in, you're a professional bodybuilder. I mean, you put so much focus that, like, there's things like airline tickets to shows that you wait till last minute because you got to get in that cardio and you got to get your meal timing in and all this type of stuff that you wait until the last minute. You're paying a premium on everything just because you're not focusing. You think you are, but you're not. Not to mention all the money you're not making. Look, obviously, if you're listening to this podcast at this point, right, and this is maybe the 7th one you've listened to, I don't have to sell you on the fact that, look, if you are amazing at what you do, if your body, if you're better than most, if you're in that top 10%, when you look around a grocery store and you see 200 people and you by far have the best physique, that it didn't just happen. You put energy into it. And that energy could have gone to something else. Maybe you didn't want to put it in something else. But I could tell you this. You could have, unless you make your money from your body, right? You could have put that in deeper relationships, business, making money, some idea, some strategy. You can't say that it didn't cost you in terms of focus to become such a great bodybuilder. Then you think about it, that's the dilemma. I talked about it before in this podcast. You can't say that you paid no price and look at me, I'm amazing, I'm in the top 5%. It had to come from somewhere. You want that respect and that appreciation that you've built this body, right? Well, then you can't say, oh, it didn't cost me anything either, right? And I think a lot of it's this type of thinking, trying to rationalize that all out, is part of why those who have committed themselves to bodybuilding and training and lifestyle can't break past to add quality of their life. They can't figure it out because they've for so long said, this is not costing me. This is not costing me. This focus I just have in my life. What's an hour a day? What's this, that? Hey, got to be healthy, whatever. It's not costing me. It's not costing me. It's not costing me. And then when they want to break out, they're going, well, it shouldn't cost me, right? And it's tough to change the habits. But the thing is, this focus is going somewhere. And Jeff and I spent a lot of time talking about it. And so when I had him listen to it, You know, I don't know where he is. What I was saying is that I'm at a point in time where I know my value. I have more value in this space because of what I've gone through and the relief that I can give you, the insight that I can give you through my journey. And that's, you guys are coming to me because you appreciate this. And I know it's not for everybody. I know it's not. But I know that I can add more value in a world full of bodybuilding and fitness coaches who are 25 years old, 32 years old, somewhere in that range, where that's where they are. They're just crazy passionate, giving you sets and reps and diets and things like that, and how to get even more ripped for a contest. That there's plenty of that information. There isn't any of this information that I'm providing you. So I wanted to know, I go, hey, Jeff, would you mind coming on the podcast and sharing your experiences? I think it would be useful. We could talk about some of the stories and what we've gone through over all these years. And again, I presented it to him because I don't know where he is with his life, what he feels, where his business of it, you know, and he agreed. He said, yeah, you know, I understand this topic isn't for everybody. If a person is all in, if they're all in, they're not going to want to hear this. But yeah, I'll be more than happy. So I'm going to have him on an up-and-coming podcast so you can hear a different point of view. Maybe we'll share a lot of our stories and our times, you know, because we've spent a lot of time on the phone figuring this stuff out, this stuff that I'm talking to you. So it might be just interesting to hear it. And it's really not about me, and it's not about Jeff or the conversations or the funny stories that we have to share with you, although you might find it entertaining. It's about how do you take this information and go, aha, whoa, that's the way I feel. Oh, wow. Okay, now I'm not a freak because I feel that way. Now what do I do about it? So spend all your energy with the strategies, all right? So it's this force, the people around you, and whether it's in person or on social media, man, you're hanging around those same people. And I just want to bring that to your attention, make you more conscious of that, because it's like a draw. It's a gravitational force that may be getting in the way of you going forward. What did I do? You know, I just, that other strategy of me going to that, you know, Facebook page and trying to create a whole new different environment of people, that would have been great if I was really passionate about those things. It's really going to take, and I'm really passionate about business. I'm really passionate about personal development, but also those of us who help other people take their lives to the next level. Social media marketing, those type of things. And so, you know, my feed now is being filled with more of those people in the space, right? It's how I can become more of an impact with my information, not getting more of the information, right? So that's how I did it. You can't fake passion. Somehow you got to allow things that you're more passionate about go in that direction, and you'll start developing a group of people in that. And then you just got to, the heat's got to build up. The heat's got to build up, right? So, and again, I hope for my story talking about me, talking about the transition wasn't just immediate. Maybe that'll take some pressure off you if your transition isn't immediate either. Well, that's what this More Than Just Muscles podcast is about. You and I meeting on a continual basis, just talking about a little bit of insight here, a little story here, little by little, help you get through this transition. We'll get through it together, right? Become more than just muscles and have that quality of life that we really want. All right, guys, that's going to do it for this More Than Just Muscles podcast for today. Thank you so much for investing your time and energy listening to me. I'm so flattered that you find me and what I have to say interesting enough to invest your time with so much information out there. I really appreciate it. And thank you so much for supporting all of my efforts, my services, my way to provide value to you, whether that's visiting skiplacour.com, manformation.com, skiplacourcoaching.com, getting that one-on-one coaching with me. And I know a lot of you are thinking about it. You love this stuff. You want it to, me to be talking directly to you one-on-one every week. I know how it works, right? I've talked to so many people. They just made such – they're so glad they made the decision to step up and – first, learn more about coaching. See if we're a good fit. So send me that email at skip@skiplacour.com. If this is the time you want to at least be introduced to it, what is this all about? I'll talk to you about it, right? And then they went on and they had that one-on-one weekly coaching. So we started aggressively working at their particular situation to create the life that they really want. And, of course, Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. You could go to massmachinenutrition.com. Also, if you go to sltips.com/2, right? So SL for Skip LaCour, sltips.com/2. That'll take you right to the bodybuilding.com webpage to the Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition store. So thank you so much for your support of that. Really flattered that you support me in that area of your life when you buy your bodybuilding and training supplements, supporting my efforts. I really do appreciate that. All right, guys, you are more than just muscles, and we're going to go on this journey together. Have a great day.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. Do you feel that you just can't get yourself motivated and disciplined enough to actually do the important things you know you must to reach those goals in life that you always say you want? Have you ever worked long and hard toward your ambitious goals, only to ask yourself, is this all there is once you've achieved them? If you can relate to these challenges, feelings, and emotions, then Skip LaCour's book, It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, will give you the insight and perspective to finally understand the obstacles that stand in your way and prevent you from living the life you really want. It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder is Skip LaCour's very personal and revealing story about his journey to find the oftentimes elusive feeling of happiness in life that we're all looking for. In this book, the 6-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder, entrepreneur, and speaker shares with you the most powerful lessons that he's learned about life to make your experience the very best it can be. It's his sincere effort to make good on the promise he made to himself during his darkest days to make sure that the personal pain that he suffered doing everything he believed was right and most importantly exactly what he did to overcome that pain empowers you with more direction, perspective, insight, love, and passion sooner rather than later. In the social media age where it seems as though everyone is trying to present their lives to be a lot better than they really are, Skip LaCour makes sure he doesn't play that game, so he provides you with the clarity and direction you've been searching for. Everything that happens in your life can and will serve you in some way, shape, or form. It's just a matter of time until you realize it. It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder by Skip LaCour will help you realize this about your own life. This book could very well be the source of the inspiration and information that you need to finally take control over your life and find your personal path to happiness. To learn more about It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder by Skip LaCour, go to www.itsamatteroftrust.com.